Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Boland.
Joining me today is Matt Sharp, legal counsel with Alliance Defending Freedom. Matt, all week we've been talking about LB 167 and LB 168, which is a ban on talk therapy. Tell our listeners what's problematic.
There's a lot of discussions going on with the gender identity issue, and even children as young as, you know, 3, 4, or 5 saying, oh, daddy, I'm a boy, but I think I'm a girl. There's a lot of experts saying we have concerns about forcing hormone therapy, puberty blockers, and surgery on these children, especially because they don't understand the outcomes. This would tell parents, if they wanted to take their child to a counselor and say, look, we just want to have an open conversation about these issues and what my child is going through, and help us understand what the consequences are of you know, sterilization and all of these things, that would subject them potentially to a felony charge of child abuse for them simply taking their child and having an open, frank conversation with a counselor.
So, if found guilty of this felony, what would be the consequences? I mean, what are the penalties for that?
Because this is a Class 3 felony, they could be subject up to 3 years in jail and a $10,000 fine for simply going to a counselor with their child and having an open conversation and saying, look, is this really best for our child, or would it be better for them to embrace their biological sex?
So, potentially 3 years in jail. A mom, a dad, who simply are trying to have a conversation with a professional clinician to address their concerns about their child.
That's absolutely right. And so what this is going to do is, rather than kids getting the help they need, rather than families being able to have open conversations with their counselors, they're going to live in fear, and that's going to have consequences for the child as they're seeking what's best for their mental health.
And how chilling to the counselors. I mean, that sends a strong message. I can no longer have just a conversation with those that have concerns about their children. In recent developing news, we want to inform you that Senator Megan Hunt, sponsor of LB 168, has withdrawn her bill. However, her other bill, LB 167, is still live. Visit NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org to learn more.